Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Today, we're continuing our look at 10 people you cannot help. Now, if this is the first program in this series you've tuned into, you may be thinking that that is a negative statement. But in actuality, it's important to know when your efforts are effective and when they're just aiding and abetting someone to continue in their problem. Study the book of Acts and you'll see that even the Holy Spirit forbid Paul and Silas from going to help the people of Asia. That was not the end of the story. Jump to the 19th chapter and you'll see that in time, the people in Asia were ready and accepted the gospel. The key is knowing when. And until that time, they just may be one of the 10 people you cannot help. The fifth person you cannot help is someone who refuses the scriptural solution to their problem. Let's say that you have a Christian friend who is intent on marrying a non-believer. You show them 2 Corinthians 6:14 that says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers." But try as you might, they are still adamant about marrying the non-believer. As sad as it may be, this is one of the 10 people you cannot help. The sixth person you cannot help is someone who expects you to make a greater investment in them than they are willing to make in themselves. This is a very popular request. I once received a phone call from a man asking me to help him pay his rent. I said, "I'll do even better. Come spend 3 hours with me and I'll help you create a budget. And I'll take you to a place that can put you back to work again by this time tomorrow." To which he responded, "I appreciate all that, but if you would just help me pay my rent, that would be great." What he wanted me to do was make a greater investment in him than he was willing to make in himself. And I quickly identified him as one of the 10 people I could not help. Whether it's your spouse, your child, or a dear friend, as much as you love and want to help them, only the Spirit of the Lord can convict someone in their heart, and that same Spirit can give you discernment concerning your friend. Join me again tomorrow as we continue with 10 People You Cannot Help. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.